the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Well, this lady is a sexpert. She says there are 13 myths that are ruining your sex life.
Okay. Only 13?
Yeah. Shocked.
13 common ones. Are you ready for the first one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course.
Can men orgasm without the number 3 coming out?
Yeah. I think it's possible.
Yeah, have you done it, Alex?
I do think it's possible.
No, but, I mean, if you don't give yourself much recovery time, you know, the volume is lower, and I assume if somebody's capable of going beyond 2 in a short period of time, you're eventually, nothing's going to happen, but it's still going to, you know, feel like it.
Still feel that mental rubber band.
Sure. Snap. Yeah.
Joe?
I'm guessing that it's possible. Have you ever edged and then you basically get there and then it's gone when you really want to just finish up? Does that count where it just feels really good, but not
that
like...
That might be it.
But not really there.
Now, Steve, I know this is your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm the sexpert that wrote this article.
Yeah.
Sexpert.
What was my pen name?
Tracy Cox.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That, a very hot name,
that
Steve.
That makes sense, yeah.
It says, when the number 3 happens, that happens in the prostate and the urethra as muscular contractions propel it like a rocket shot.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
But the orgasm happens in the brain. In brain scans in men, an orgasm looks very much like an epileptic fit. Which might explain why we're also sleepy afterwards.
I mean, I can see that. Yeah, I mean,
it's an electrical storm that sweeps over the entire brain. It begins at the point of no return, when the number 3 being propelled is inevitable, and is followed by 1 to 3 seconds later in the brain.
Okay.
You can absolutely have one without the other, though the orgasm seems to be the part people enjoy.
Well, yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, ultimately, really, like at this stage in my life, I wouldn't care if anything really happened as long as it felt like it did, because that's the good part.
I like the whole show.
I do,
well,
too.
I mean, like, I would,
like
too.
I like sponge cake and I like cream, but I really like Twinkies.
But I mean,
yes.
Really.
Let's be honest.
You know. You know. Yeah.
Yeah. Dinner and a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rachel, what's the matter?
It's just every time you say stuff like that, it catches me so off guard.
I feel like
my brain shuts down.
I was talking about a Twinkie.
Yeah.
I know.
He was talking about impregnating a Twinkie.
Yeah. He was talking about getting a Twinkie in someone's eye.
I'm not awake enough.
Myth number 2. It is your partner's job to arouse you.
There are people that think it's their job to do that? I mean,
all the gals.
This doesn't seem like a...
Just kidding.
You are going to get smacked.
Rachel covered her mouth, and Kelly's eyes narrowed in a very specific way.
I mean, most of the time, I don't even need a partner to get aroused.
No.
I mean...
It's nice.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier without.
Yeah.
But there are people that I have friends who are in relationships and they're like, my partner doesn't like do anything to initiate. And I'm like, well, it's not necessarily just their job. Like if you want to have sex with them or if you want to fool around, like you can initiate it too. Mm-hmm. But there are people that get in those ruts and then they think, well, my partner doesn't do anything to arouse me.
Right.
And it's like, well, you both have to do that.
Yeah. Right. I mean, you should like enjoy helping each other become aroused, but
yes.
I wouldn't say it's the other person's job to do it.
Like,
that's a pretty poor way of thinking. I wouldn't even think that would be like a myth. I think most people would just know that that's not someone else's job.
I think people
just like it to sometimes be the other person's job.
Says many people are guilty of believing that it's up to their partner to put them in the mood for sex. Wrong. We're all in charge of our own arousal, and starting sex warm rather than cold is highly recommended and much more satisfying. Turning yourself on either by personal stimulation, using a toy or fantasizing or reading erotica before having sex with your partner puts you in control. This is particularly true for women. Women who know their bodies well and know how to arouse themselves report more satisfying sex lives than those who don't.
Is this written for 17-year-olds or something who have never done anything? Like, that seems like that one kind of should just... If you don't know that, you shouldn't be having sex.
Well, she needed 13 myths, that way.
I mean, everyone could do 10
mm-hmm.
or 5 or 15.
Yeah, well, that's true.
This text, I'm not sure this is a grand plan, Dominic writes. Well, if your partner doesn't initiate, then just sit there and start doing it yourself right in front of him. That'll put him in the mood.
It might. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say. It depends on what you look like.
Better know your partner.
This is why you have two separate beds in the bedroom, and then you just have your one sex room.
You have a coitus room. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Or vice versa. Just have two separate rooms that you go to, and then you get yourself going, lube yourself up,
mm-hmm.
and then meet in the middle.
Yeah, and wear really tight pants.
All right, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Let's run now. Oh, I'm done.
Here's an old myth that, like Hot Wings said, I don't think anyone believes this. Men think about sex every 7 seconds.
Yeah, that's a myth. It's literally all the time.
She writes, there was never any research to back this up. That's 500 times an hour and more than 8,000 times during the 16 hours that people are awake. Many people attribute this fact to the famous sex researcher Alfred Kinsey. But his research found 54% of men said they thought about sex several times a day. 43% said a few times per week or per month, and 4% said less than once a month.
Well, that just seems impossible. But maybe for some people, I mean.
The Ohio State University asked students to track their thoughts about sex, food, and sleep using a handheld counter. The average man tallied 19 sexy thoughts a day, about one every hour and a half. And the average woman, 10 sexy thoughts a day. And that was in young adults.
You think the guys were lying?
I wouldn't be surprised.
It's hard to say. I feel like if I had a clicker in my hand, though, I would not be able to not think about it. Because I'd go, I have this clicker. Every time I think about sex, I have to click. Oh, now I'm doing it
particularly
again.
Particularly on a college campus.
Oh, my God. Every time you change classes, you'd think about sex.
Yeah.
Like, there's women.
I think the problem is that no one wants to carry a clicker around.
No
adult would.
Yeah.
And a kid.
Not. Well, if I was standing in front of somebody and they just clicked something, I'd be like, what is that? And if they said, it's my sex thoughts tracker, I'd be like, creep.
God.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it might be hilarious.
It better be silent.
Yeah.
That's instead, almost as like bad as hearing
one of those aggressive Jeopardy contestants just like pushing it.
Every time you press it, you just hear.
And a moan.
God. All right. Kelly, does smoking weed kill sexual desire?
Not for me personally, so I would say no.
She agrees with you. For not just you, but for everyone. It says a large U.S. survey found that more frequently both men and women who smoked weed thought more about sex and had more sex, 20% more than abstainers. The potheads are banging.
Yeah, I would think that
bang
would
bang the bong, bang your genitals.
I mean, I'm not a pothead. I have no experience with it, but I would think it would be very similar to alcohol. One or two drinks makes you a little bit hornier, but you could overdo it, right? Like if you like really get baked.
I wouldn't ever compare weed to alcohol ever. I don't think so. I mean, you can get overbaked, yeah, where you're stoned, but...
They call it bong balls.
Yeah, bong balls. That's exactly what they call it.
Well, that's why I'm comparing the two. Not that they have exactly the same effect, but that, like you have a couple drinks and, you know, you're like loosey-goosey, but you have, like, you know, five or six, and you're like, it doesn't work anymore.
I don't think I would say that. Yeah, because I think somebody could hit a bong five or six times and still absolutely be able to have sex for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, like, alcohol gives you...
Yeah, it's
a limp,
after a while.
Limp buddy.
Yeah.
That's a real drag.
A limp little friend.
I've heard. Only men get erections. True or false, Joe?
What? No, false.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's
I know
false.
This from Loveline.
Yeah. You get swollen.
When this little kid called up and he went, my girlfriend, it gets puffy. It grows. And they're like, yeah. And then, of course, Adam Carolla goes, yeah, what happens when you get turned on? It grows. He goes, there you go. There you are, dummy. I loved listening to an adult tell children they were stupid. That was when that show was at its best.
That's the formula that won for Joe.
It was so funny, man. Mm-hmm. It was so good. But, Yeah.
The lady part made up of the same spongy erectile tissue as the penis, which expands and engorges with blood flow when aroused.
Can't be the same as a penis. We have a solid hard bone in ours.
Now, Steve, you may have tried this one. I don't remember if Evelyn was past the due date or not, but if you want the baby to come out quicker, you should have sex.
Yeah. Yeah, it totally works.
I love dragging you into these.
Yeah. I can't think Steve's of like, one thing that my wife would have wanted less.
Yeah,
because having a baby early.
I've certainly heard that. I've heard that before, that you can kind of induce, but I can't imagine one woman who would go, you know what, this labor is bothering me. Why don't you be in me?
I don't think they're talking about like while she's in labor. I think it means like trying to stimulate labor to begin.
Like, well, but
Steve's supposed to say, "Hey, you're in the stirrups, and we can see the hair."
But even like, okay, it's like she's 7 days past her due date, swollen like a beach ball, and I can't imagine most women would be like, "Yeah, why don't you do that to me?"
I think they might. Might just be like anything to get this over with, and it would still probably be pleasurable, and then they get the orgasm from the birth.
Oh,
that might be another myth.
Yeah,
I don't think it is.
Oh man, but what if the baby had some on it?
Ew. That's not a good thought.
Now this one we all know is true.
So nasty.
The more partners a woman has, the larger the vagina gets.
Okay, yeah, that's true. I heard.
Yeah, that's true. Total slut.
Oh my god. Oh my god.
We don't believe that to be true.
I know,
but a lot of people do.
So you're stupid if you believe that.
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
It's I did.
It's science.
Like when I was young, I was like, oh, yeah, that thing is, like pickle down the hallway.
Gross.
And no one ever thought for 1 second, well, she can have sex with 40 different people and that's what'll do it. Mm-hmm. But you can have sex 40 times and it's just, it stays the same.
Never considered that when I was young.
Mm-hmm. No,
her
of course.
Her vagina was kind of flappity. Mm-hmm.
Now that canal is a muscle and it stretches to accommodate large objects like a baby or small objects.
Like a penis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's the other object that she's talking about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Having lots of partners, a lover with a big one or using a large sized toy won't affect how tight you are. Because we all know tight is right. How you feel to a partner depends on genetics, the fit between you and them, and what shape your pelvic floor muscles are in. The vagina is impressively resilient.
That's right.
Did you just feel empowered by that statement?
I feel very, very strong.
It can't be stretched.
Because of my vagina.
I feel like
after having a baby, yeah.
Or just, I'm thinking porn actresses.
Well, yeah, I don't know about, I guess on the front, but certainly the same can't be said of a rectum.
That it can't be stressed. Can't.
God, you see some weird stuff, man.
Oh, for sure.
Wow, that's really large.
That's why they make those
like
kits.
That looks like a garage.
Those starter kits that grow in size.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why porn actresses have to wear diapers when they're older.
Mm-hmm.
Is this a 37. Fact that you're stating?
I just heard it once.
It makes
feel like you're going to go with it.
It feels solid, though. Like solid science.
It just makes sense.
Some of the things I know in my life are things I've learned on this show.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.